Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. Today we're learning the fourth aliyah in Parsha's Tazria Metzaira. That's Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Nun Hey. And last aliyah we started learning about what happens if there's saras on a beged or on a piece of leather or on a leather kli. So if after the kohen took his first look at it, he decided that it needs to be quarantined for 7 days, he took it out and nothing changed. So then he would tell the owners that they have to wash it. They would wash the beged nice and good. They would put it away for another 7 days. And now the pasuk tells us, Vera kohen achri chabes zanega, and the kohen looks at it after the nega was washed. The nega hasn't changed colors, but hanega loyfasa, it also didn't spread out. Tamehu, it's tame, but ishta sefenu, it has to be burned in fire. Pechesesi, it's a pecheses, bekarachtoi, begabachtoi. Over here, karachtoi and gabachtoi is not referring to his hair, it's referring to an old or new beged. However, vimra akain, if the kain looked at it, vine kea hanega, chrehu chabesesai, it dimmed after he washed it. Vikara oisemina beged oimina or oimina si oimina eriv, he shall tear out that part, only the part that has a nega. He tears it out of the beged or out of the leather, and then he burns that part. But if it's seen again on this beged or on the shi or erev or anything of leather, it's just a breakout of tsaras. But it has to be burned in fire, that which has a nega on it, meaning the entire garment, the entire beged has to be burned. Now going back to a beged that wasn't burned, that was washed, and the nega was removed from it because it was washed, has to be washed again and it's tahar. What does it mean has to be washed again? This time washing means it has to be put into the mikvah. Zoysaras nega tzaras, this is the Torah, this is the law of a nega tzaras. Begadat semer, oya pishtim, oya shsi, oya erev. In a wool or linen garment in the kris of the cross of it, oy kol kli ar, or any leather kli, letaroy, elatamoy, all the different halachas of being metarit or metame it. With this, we complete Parshas Tazria. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. And in Parshas Tazria, we learned all about what's considered tzaras. So we have a person who has tzaras and he's tame. What does he do? The pasuk says, Vaydabar shalom v'shalemar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Zoys tia teras hamatzaira, this is the law of the Metzaira, B'yayim Tarasai, on the day that he's going to be purified, V'huva al HaKayin, he should be brought to the Kayin. V'yata al HaKayin al Mechutz HaMachina, the Kayin should go outside camp because that's where the Metzaira was. V'ra HaKayin, and the Kayin should look, V'hine nirpa nega tzaras menatzarua. And behold, the nega tzaras became healed from the one that had it. V'tziva HaKayin, and the Kayin shall command, V'lokach lamitaher, and for the one being purified, the following shall be taken, Shtei tziparim chayas tahiros, two birds that are alive which are pure, V'etz erez and cedar wood, Ushni soy las, and a tongue of red wool, V'ezoiv and hyssop. Let's see, Rashi, V'yarpasik dalad, chayas, they have to be alive. What does it mean they have to be alive? Prat l'treifas, that excludes a bird that's a treifa. Tahira is prat loif tame, this excludes a non-kosher bird. L'fishan agayim b'ayim ha-lashon hara. Since the reason why a person's going to have a negat saras is because he spoke lashon hara, shuhu masipit pute dvarim, this comes about through a lot of chattering, a lot of talking. L'fika chuskaku l'tarasei tziparim, that's why when he becomes tahir, he needs birds. Shema patvetim tamid b'tziftzav kol, that they're constantly chattering or chirping with their loud chirping sound. V'itz eres, why is it that he has to take a branch of cedar wood? L'fishan agayim b'ayim ha-gasas ruach, that's because negayim, tzaras comes because he's very haughty. Cedar is a very tall tree, so he has to take something from a very tall, haughty tree. He has to take a tongue of red wool and hyssop. What does this have to do with his takana? He has to lower himself from his haughty state that he put himself in, like a worm, and like hyssop. Even though Tailas Shani is translated as a tongue of red wool, Tailas also could be translated as a worm. So he has to make himself like a worm. Hyssop is this very low-lying grass, so he has to make himself like someone who's low and humble. Back to Chumash Pasuk, and the Kohen shall command with Shachar as a Tzipor Echaz, and one of the birds shall be shechted El Kli Cheres into an earthenware Kli Al Maim Chaim onto spring water. As a Tzipor Chaya, now regarding the bird which is alive, Yikach Isa, he shall take it, Ves Eto Erez, Ves Shnia Tolas, Ves Ezoiv, and the cedar wood and the tongue of red wool and the hyssop, Vetaval Isam, and he shall dip them, Ves a Tzipor Chaya, and the bird which is alive, Bidam a Tzipor Shchuta, in the blood of the bird which was shechted, Al Maim Chaim on the spring water. Vehizo Al Mitar Minat Saras, Sheva Pa'amim, and he shall sprinkle on the one who's becoming tar from his Saras 7 times, v'tiyarai, he shall purify him, v'shilach ha-tzipra ha-chayel p'nei asada, and he should send out the bird which is alive onto the field, meaning he lets the live bird go free, v'chibas ha-mitaris begadav, and the one who's becoming tar shall wash his clothing, v'gilach ha-tzkos ha-arei, and shave all of his hair, v'rachatz b'mayim v'tari, and immerse himself in water and become tahar, v'achar yovel ha-machane, then he could come into camp, v'yashem ha-chosal le-shivas yamim, but he still has to remain outside his tent for another 7 days, v'hay b'yom ha-shvi, and will be on the 7th day, yigalach ha-tzkos ha-arei, he should once again shave all of his hair, as roishav, as sukaniv, as gabes enov, his head, his beard, his eyebrows, Ves kol sa'ari galeach, and all of his hair he shall shave, V'chibas his begadav, he shall wash his clothing, V'rachatz his besar b'mayim v'tayr, he shall immerse himself in water and become purified. U'bayayim ha-shmini, and on the 8th day, Yikach shnei kvasim tamimim, he should take 2 unblemished male lambs, V'chavso achas bashanasa tamima, and 1 female lamb within the 1st year of its life, which is unblemished, U'shloish esroinim slaylis mincha b'ulav ha-shemen, and 3 esrarim of fine flour for a mincha mixed with oil, v'loig echad shomen, and another loig of oil. V'hemid ha-kayin ha-mitaher es ha-ish ha-mitaher ve'oisam, and the kayin who's carrying out the tahara process, he shall stand, the man who is becoming tahar, and them, where is he standing them? Lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, pesach ha-omayid, at the entrance of the omayid, v'lokach ha-kayin ha-zakev so-echad, and the kayin shall take one lamb, v'hikriv oisei lo-asham, v'es loig ha-shomen, and he shall bring it as a asham along with a loig of oil, v'hinif oisem tenufa lifnei Hashem, and he should wave them as a waving in front of Hashem. And we're in the middle of talking about the tahara process of Matzaira. Pasuk Yud Gimel tells us, V'shachtas ha-keves b'mkayim asher yishchat ha-zachatas v'esa oila b'mkayim ha-kodesh, and he shall shecht the lamb in the place where he will shecht the chatas and the oila, in the place of holiness, ki kachatas ha-asham hu la-kayin, because just like the chatas, the asham is the same thing for the kayin, kodesh kodashim hu, it's kodesh kodashim. V'lokach ha-kayin midam asham, the kayin should take from the blood of the asham, v'nosan ha-kayin, and the kayin shall place it al tenuch oizen ha-mitar yamanis, on the tenuch of the right ear of the one becoming tahar, v'al bayin yadei yamanis, and on his right thumb, v'al bayin raglai yamanis, and on his right big toe. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudalad. What exactly is a tanuch? Gader emtsai shabaizen. This is the middle part of the ear. Ulshain tanuch loy noidali. And I don't know where tanuch comes from, says Rashi. Vapaisrim karim loy tendros. And those that explain it, says Rashi, they call it tendros. Bayhen, what's bayhen? Gudol, that's a thumb. Back to Chomish Pasuk Tazvav. Vlakach hakain mileg hashamen. The kain should take from the leg of oil. Vyatzak al kafa kain asmalis. And he should pour it on the left palm of the kain. But tamal hakain says bayahaymanis. The kain should dip his right finger, min hashamen and asher al kafa asmalis, into the oil which is on his left palm, v'hizo min Hashem be'etzbai sheva palm l'fnei Hashem, and he shall sprinkle from the oil which is on his finger 7 times in front of Hashem. U'miyaser Hashem hashal kapa, and from some of the remaining oil which is on his palm, yitein ha'kayin al tenuch ozen ha'mitar yamanis, the kohen should put it on the tenuch of the right ear of the one becoming tahar, v'al bayin yadei yamanis on his right thumb, v'al bayin ragla yamanis on his right big toe, al dama asham, on top of the blood of the asham. Remember, because a few psukim back, he had already placed the blood of the asham on the tenuch and on the bayhen and on the bayhen, so now he's doing that with the oil on top of the blood. And that which is left over from the oil in the palm of the kohen, yitan al resh hamitar, you should place that on the head of the one becoming tahar, v'chiper al v'kohen lifnei Hashem, and the kohen shall bring about an atonement for him in front of Hashem. V'asa kohen es hachatas, and the kohen shall now perform the chatas, v'chiper al mitar mitumasai, and he shall bring an atonement for the one becoming tahar from his toma, v'achar yishchatas oila, and afterwards he should shech the oila. V'hela kohen es oila v'sa mincha mizbecha, the kohen should bring the oil and the mincha on the mizbech, v'chiper al v'kohen v'tahar, and the kohen will bring about a kapara for him, and he's going to become tahar. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow talking about a mitzayra who doesn't have enough money to bring these kabbarnas that we just mentioned and what that type of mitzayra should do. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.